It's time to check in with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics to address some of what's happened in the past week. He's in his office in Fort Smith. Pleasant Friday, Michael.
Well, good Friday to you. Sunshine. Of course, I know my girls are looking forward not to this Friday, but the one 2 weeks from now when school's out or when there is no school.
So. Yeah, I don't blame them. You know what's amazing to me is I occasionally ask someone who's in school right now, what's the last day of school? And they say they don't know. Man, I had that thing permanently embedded in my consciousness when I was in school.
Yep. Yeah, I think I had maybe some kind of alarm set for 3:15 on that last day.
Let's start this conversation talking about something we talked about last week, and that is the recycling and sanitation situation in Fort Smith. Turns out some recycling was actually going to the landfill. We have a new development over the past 7 days, don't we?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, I'm not even sure what we talked about last time. The story has changed so many times. But yes, not for 5 months or 6 months, as we were told, but going 10 months, maybe going on 11 months, the city of Fort Smith has been taking recyclables to the landfill, and they never told anybody until some citizens found out and kind of forced the issue. Then we got different numbers on how much was being spent. I think the most recent estimate is up around $700,000 has been spent running these recycling trucks for really no reason, but we haven't been given a good reason yet why they're still running the recycling trucks. And they fired the sanitation director, who was just a little more than a year on the job. Where we are now, Kyle, is we've asked the city for the reasons why they fired the sanitation director. They're saying that that's a personnel issue. They don't have to disclose it. That's bogus for two reasons. One, they disclosed why they fired the previous sanitation director, Breedy Nokakaley. And also the FOI, Arkansas Freedom of Information Act, seems to be pretty clear that once, you know, a termination or, you know, once someone has been fired or an investigation is completed, you know, reasons for whatever action was taken are public. That is public knowledge. So we'll see if the city decides to do the right thing on this and let us know. And also let us know if this is it, if they're going to continue to investigate, if they're going to provide good reasons why they continue to run the recycling route. And I just want to stress again, Kyle, this is continues to be discouraging just from a if you're a Fort Smith resident. I mean, it seems like every year there are one or two of these things that just continue to whittle away at the trust that citizens have in their government. And I'm not sure this may be the last of the whittling. You know, I think that I've just a lot of people that I know who have been willing to give the city the benefit of the doubt in the past, they're done with that.
In Little Rock, we are having movement on the placement of a monument that will have the Ten Commandments to put it on the state capitol grounds. There are already something like 22, 23 permanent monuments on the grounds, but this one's a little bit different.
Yes, so the Capitol Grounds Commission has approved the Ten Commandments monument. The ACLU, as they have said, will sue. And, you know, the case law precedent is a little mixed on this. But, you know, the Oklahoma monument had to be removed. And it's likely that there will be a lot of litigation, a lot of expense that goes into this. And again, you know, it's that pesky little establishment clause in the Constitution that says that government should not set a preference for religion, and that clearly violates the Establishment Clause, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of people. So this sitting over, they're moving with haste to get this monument up. I think they're going to begin around mid June. Construction company Nabholz has volunteered to provide all the work labor for free, but this is a legal problem waiting to happen, and it'll be a black eye on Arkansas.
And where do we stand? Because there was the group from somewhere in the Northeast, a group of, I believe, self-described Satanists who wanted to put Imhotep or Bohotep or something up.
And, yeah,
yes, that's it, yes.
Yeah, they wanted to put that up. And so what happened is the legislature during this past session approved a law that any monument going forward has to first be approved by the legislature. Well, you find me a legislator that's going to say, hey, guys, I got a great idea. Let's put a satanic monument on the Capitol grounds. So that it'll be interesting to see if that legislation is challenged. But for now, any monument that doesn't curry favor with our, you know, white Judeo-Christian society is not gonna have a chance.
Well, one last item I want to talk about on this Friday is if you're nostalgic for politics of election, hey, guess what? We're talking 2018. Josh Mahoney, who, in full disclosure, is someone I know and have known for a while, is seeking the 3rd District congressional race against longtime incumbent Steve Womack.
Yeah, it's an interesting decision by Joshua Mahoney. You know, Congressman Womack has almost owned this district, winning by a pretty large, you know, high 60s, low 70s percentage margins. And so Mr. Mahoney has his work cut out from him. He's going to have to get a lot of people to the ballot box. He's going to have to raise some money. I think Congressman Womack has a little over $1 million in his campaign war chest. Congressman Womack has in the past been supported by Walmart, most big business in this 3rd district. You know, it'll be interesting. Mr. Mahoney, we had an interview with him. He thinks that there are enough, you know, grassroots groups in the 3rd district who are not only upset with or concerned about the Trump presidency, but there'll be some backlash against Congressman Womack's vote for the new federal health care bill that the Republicans pushed through the House and now will probably be chewed up quite a bit by the Senate. But he thinks the grassroots network is there, and he'll need it. He'll need every bit of that to even get close. But I don't know. I'm not I don't want to discourage anyone. I mean, as we've seen in 2016, elections can go in any direction, but it'll be tough for Mr. Mahoney to unseat Congressman Womack.
Well, a couple of things that, you know, if history and polls tell you anything, a Democrat has not held the 3rd district office since January 2nd, 1967. So we're talking a half century. So there's that.
Right.
And then polls statewide, not 3rd district, I don't know of any 3rd district specific, but statewide, seem to indicate this is still a state that overwhelmingly supports President Trump and even more overwhelmingly a Republican tinged agenda.
Yeah, it's yes. Yeah, so again, Mr. Mahoney is going to have to reach a voter who has not voted in the past, and that's where that grassroots network is going to have to step up. But yes, it was Congressman Hammerschmidt who in the 1966 election defeated James Trimble, Democrat from Fort Smith, who Trimble was a lot like Womack is now. I mean, that was his district. That was, you know, no one was ever going to beat him. But the Democrats, if we remember, under Johnson, brought in civil rights legislation, and Arkansans weren't going to have any of that. And so that was the momentum that carried Hammerschmidt to Washington.
And I suppose one thing that people could say to counter my previous statement is, well, let's see where we are with health care and the mood of this country with health care in November 2018.
Right. And look, I mean, you know, President Trump may not be President Trump by 2018. I mean, that could change that dynamic in the 3rd district also. It's been a long time since I've seen national politics have such potential impact in a congressional race, but it really could on this cycle.
All right. Well, we have plenty to look forward to. I look forward to talking to you on Monday about a few other things. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can find out much more about everything we've talked about and so much more happening in our region, our state, at talkbusiness.net around the clock. Michael, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, sir.